Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you give up two power play goals and a shorty. That game probably shouldn't be close with 10 seconds to go. There were a lot of things that didn't go your way last night, but yet you're still in the game.
For sure, and it was one of those games. And again, testament to our guys. Again, we played well 5-on-5. We won the game 3-1, 5-on-5. We just, again, they were better on their special teams, and that was the difference.
Were they better on their power play, or were you needing to be better on your penalty kill?
Both ways, Schultz. I mean, we had, you know, I thought, again, both goals, there were some breakdowns by us. But conversely, again, they got some talented guys, and they exposed us.
Their spacing, to me, is really, really good. They give themselves an opportunity to make multiple plays, don't they?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's fine. We need to be tighter, though, to be honest with you. And we got extended a few times. That's the problem. You can have spacing all you want, but if you get extended on the penalty kill, you know, just like our power play, when you get extended, boy, you can pick teams apart, and you can make two passes. And we just got way too extended, not only outside the dots, but, of course, up on the blue line a few times. But then again, you know, I thought the third period penalty kill with 3.5 minutes to go, we did a great job. We were tight. They didn't get a lot. We were aggressive on our triggers, and that helped.
I thought the first 5 minutes, your forecheck led to an awful lot of good things. Did they figure out a better way to break out the puck, or did you just not be as intense after that point?
Oh, it's a lot of things. I mean, it's a lot of things, and we don't have time for all this, but give credit to them. I mean, they were the road team. It's always a little tough for a road team immediately. So, again, it's just a matter of time before, again, we always talk about it. It's just, you're not going to sustain anything. And but I thought, again, we got a little stagnant. I thought we got a little flat after they scored that goal. And again, it wasn't necessarily the goal, but we gave that goal to them. And I think after that obviously, again, our bench got a little flat. We got a little flat-footed. We played on our heels a little bit, and that took a lot out of us. And it gave those guys a shot in the arm.
Shorthanded goals, generally speaking, are punches to the gut. In that situation last night, that was a double whammy, wasn't it?
Triple whammy. It was a big punch in the gut. And, no, I mean, you know what? That was a big one. That was that goal. I'd like to have one that went back. And if we got that one back, who knows how it's gonna end.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Cerutori. I want to talk about the extra attacker situation late. They were, to me, ultra aggressive, pressuring you guys, kept the puck along the wall. If the puck's against the wall and they're pressuring, you guys don't have a whole lot of plays that can be made there, can you?
Well, you got to get down. You got to get it down low, and you got to win a battle. I mean, that's just 6-on-5s are very simple. You got to win battles, just like a power play. When there's scrums, you got to win battles. You got to outnumber the puck, and you got to win battles. And sometimes, again, you got to put the puck into a spot where you don't want to. So momentarily, again, you can win that battle and get the puck to the weak side, and then try to settle things down. And you know, we had it a little bit, but we didn't have it for any extended period of time, Schultze.
If not for the penalty that was called, when were you thinking of pulling Rathan?
2 minutes. You know, we kind of are 2 minutes a goal, maybe 2.5, maybe 2.5, depending on the game. But again, it used to be 1 minute a goal. Now it's 2 minutes a goal. And sometimes it's even 3 minutes to go, depending on you. Just, everything is characteristically about how the game is going. You know, are you generating offense? How are you doing 5-on-5? Are you winning faceoffs? You know, there's just so many things that play into the mindset of a coach when they're going to yank their goalie.
You mentioned faceoffs. First two periods were all them. Third period was pretty much all you. What changed?
I don't know. You know, I didn't even know. Schultze, I looked at the total. I didn't really break it down, so I don't know. Again, hockey. It's just hockey sometimes. Who knows?
Where do you think, other than 5-on-5, where were you good last night?
I thought, I don't even know if we – 5-on-5, I mean, hey, we got some quality goaltending at times. But overall, I thought, you know, we had very good puck movement. I thought at times our forecheck was good. So I don't know. You know, it was a hard-nosed, tough hockey game. So to sit there and say where were you good or where weren't you good, I don't know if I can answer either one of those. Yeah, I mean, they got a couple power play goals. And we have the shorty, but you know, overall, again, it was a kind of hockey game I thought it was going to be.
Issa was out for a month. I'm always going to give a guy a couple of shifts just to kind of get his feet back under him. How do you think he played after he got Got used to game action again.
Well, he's got good legs, and those guys are gonna probably get back to game shape a lot quicker than guys with without those kind of legs. I mean, he's got tremendous legs, and you saw that last night, and it's a lot easier for those guys to again to